right now, I want to go back to this, John 9, 1 and 2, and I want you to see this question. And this question, we never ask this question, but in the King James, I want you to see in John 9 and 1 what it says. The King James, John 9, 1 and 2. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, and what was the question? What was the question? Who did sin? Is that what it says? Master, who did sin? That what? What was he asked that for? Who did sin? This man or his parents that he was born blind? When's the last time you were in church? And Kim, I'll use you. Kim comes down with the flu. Now, she ain't had the flu in a long time, so she ain't going to. But let's say Kim walks in today with a snotty nose. She's blowing her nose. And when's the last time you had somebody walk up to you and say, who sinned? You or your wife that you got this flu? When's the last time we ever heard that in church, Ernest? We ever heard that?
Never heard that. No.
Why is it that we never ask this question? Why has this part of God's word totally escaped us? I mean, I've been in church all of my life. I'm the only guy I know that when, in fact, you know, as I've taught these things over the years, I remember when God brought Cheryl into my life 5.5 years ago, supernaturally, and whenever we got married, I mean, every time she come to me, as soon as she found out that once she got married to me, she could no longer pray for herself. She had to go through her spiritual head, which was me, to get to the Lord. And the way she learned it, at 2 o'clock in the morning one morning, she was laying there in bed. She couldn't sleep, and she finally woke me up at 2 o'clock and said, honey, you got to pray for me. I said, what's wrong? She said, I got a problem. I got a stomach ache. She said, I got a burning fire in my stomach. And she said, I've been praying and praying, and said, nothing's happened. I said, well, how long you had this? She said, 2 days. I said, woman, what do you mean waiting 2 days to ask me to pray for you? What didn't you ask me to pray for you 2 days ago when it come upon you? She said, well, I've been praying for myself. I said, well, now see, when you got married, you took on a new head. Before you were married, your head was Jesus, and you could go directly to him. But I said, now then, once you become a wife, the Word of God says, wives, you have to submit to your husbands in all things. Not some things, all things. I said, so since you have not submitted to me, you're trying to go around me to get to Jesus. And I said, he ain't going to let you do that. I said, that's why so many women do not get their prayers answered. She said, well, I read that scripture where it says, wives, submit to your husband in all things, but I didn't know it meant all things. See, that's what's wrong with us, isn't it, Betty? We don't believe it means what it says. But if God says, wives, submit to your husbands in all things, what do you think he meant? All things. That's exactly right. Now then, so she said, what do I do? I said, you need to repent and tell him you're sorry. So she said, laying there in the dark at 2 o'clock in the morning, she said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I've been praying for myself. I didn't know I was sinning against you by praying for myself. She said, Lord, please forgive me. I said, okay, he heard you. There's no two. So in the dark, I reached over and laid my hand on her stomach and said, in Jesus' name, bam. Instantly he healed her. I mean, bam. I mean, the pain was gone. She was instantly healed. And in 5 minutes, she was just snoozing. I mean, just she was asleep. So it's amazing that whenever God tells us to do something, we don't obey him. And so she learned right there that to submit, you know, is what God says. And that's what you have to do. Now, a lot of women don't do that. But right here on this one, when he says, who did sin? After Cheryl and I got married and she saw the Lord answer my prayer like that, then whenever something would happen to her, I don't care what it was, a little bump come up on her chest or a little zed on her face or, you know, what all. Oh, the first time she had a zed on her face and she screamed in front of me, honey, get in here. I went running in. I said, what's wrong with you, woman? And she says, look at that. I said, look at what? She said, look at that. I said, I see a beautiful face there. I said, something wrong with it? Yeah, you don't see that zit right there? I said, move your finger. I said, oh, that little teeny thing right there? Yeah, I want you to pray and ask the Lord to take that off. I thought, oh my gosh, get over it, woman. Good grief. But that God understands his women, see. He made us different, you know that? So I'd lay my hand on her and I'd pray for her and he would take it away. And so for the first year or two we were married, he spoiled her rotten. I mean, you know, every time I'd pray for her, he'd just heal her instantly. Don't you love that? It's wonderful when you got a husband that can pray for you, you get instantly healed. You've been a recipient of that too, haven't you? Yes, yes, you have. So praise God. We love it when God does this. But then as we go along in life a little longer, see, God knows he's spoiling her. And how many of y'all know you like when God spoils you? I love that, don't you? Oh, Esther, I love that. I love it. But you know, one day she called me in there and said, honey, you need to pray for me. I got a little problem here. I said, okay, and I prayed for her. And thank the Lord for doing it. And the next day, she said, honey, you got to pray for this again. I said, what? I went there and prayed for it again. After the third day, she asked me the same question. Who sinned? Now, that's the first time I'd ever heard that outside of the church anywhere. My own wife asked me because she had seen the principles work over and over and over. And now all of a sudden, God's not instantly answering my prayer. So she's saying, did you sin somewhere? Now, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? I mean, he's been doing it all the time for a couple of years now. All of a sudden, I said, no, as far as I know, I have not sinned. I said, I'll tell you what I think. I said, I think that God spoiled you rotten. And I said, he's realizing that you're going to be rotten and you're going to expect him to do this that quick every time. And so I think what he's doing is showing you that I don't have to answer the prayer now. I can, you know, wait a day or two or three. But I said, if you'll just be patient, woman, I guarantee he will hear the prayer. Well, a couple more days and it went away. So she said, okay. But she's just like all the rest of us. She loves it when she gets her prayer within just a few minutes. And I love that too, don't you? But sometimes it's not that easy. But, you know, we never ask this question. But if you get a pastor and he's on his deathbed and he's got a problem, when's the last time you were in church and you had a pastor that had cancer and they've even taken it and given him chemo and everybody in the church, everybody, maybe a church of thousands, have come and met and prayed over this guy and he's getting worse instead of better. When's the last time you ever heard that question asked? Who sinned that he's got this cancer? Why do we not ask that question? Because what does sin do? It brings forth what?
Death.
So don't you think it would be a good idea to take God's way of doing things? And if we get sick and we're afflicted and you say, and of course that's the first thing I ask God now when anytime anything comes upon me or Cheryl, either one of any kind. I mean, the first thing I do is say, okay, God, what did I do that didn't please you? In fact, I'll tell you one, Eldon and I, a few weeks ago, we were together a whole lot for a 2-week period of time. I mean, he came over here almost every day. And me and him was working on something, and every day something broke. I mean, every day. And then finally, we off down here working on some of our equipment at the farm, and I mean, everything we worked on that day broke. And then at the end of the day, we were going to weld some beams in that building, and I went to fire the welder up, and the carburetor had leaked and run over, and the engine was full of gasoline. We had to drain all the gas, all the oil out and everything and fix a bunch of stuff. And we got it going. And then when we got it going and got it running, it appeared to run okay. And then I got down to strike an arc and it wouldn't strike an arc. The engine wouldn't speed up. And so I went back over and looked and the wire on the solenoid was broke off and it wouldn't demand throttle. I said, that's it, Eldon. I said, let's just go to the house. I said, let's quit. So we just quit. I said, praise the Lord, let's go. And he said, Thurman, I think in the last 2 weeks, you have been put to the test many times. And he said, I believe you've passed your test. He said, not one time have I heard you grumble and complain about these things. He said, you know, with everything you've had happen to you in the last 2 weeks, it'd be real easy to grumble and complain. But he said, you haven't grumbled or complained at all. I said, well, Eldon, the Lord did tell me to give thanks in all things. And so we get in a car and we drive in back from where we were. We get right down here in Fort Worth and we're down here in Fort Worth and on 35 and the lane is stopped up dead as a big truck up there with an accident. You remember that, Eldon? Off the side of the road and every lane is stopped. We're there for 30 minutes. We hardly moved. So all of a sudden I said, Lord, we want to thank you and praise you that we're in stop traffic. Eldon got a hold of it. He said, Lord, yes, we want to thank you and praise you that we're in stop traffic. After we did that four or five times, you'll never guess what I heard the Lord say to me. He said, you guys are both lying. I said, okay, Lord, I do want to get home, but you told me to give thanks in all things. I'm trying to do what you told me to do, Lord. That was so awesome. Here we are praising and worshiping the King of Words. Stop driving. And does the King know your heart? Oh, does he know your... You can't fool him. You might as well go ahead and say, okay, God, I hate it because we're in this traffic. But Lord, I thank you. But we were both... I mean, I started it and Eldon caught right onto it. Boy, we're just praising him and thanking that we're in stop traffic. And after about four times, just as clear as a bell, he said, you guys are both lying. Oh, Lord. Oh. So I tell you all these things that you let you know that you cannot deceive the King. Amen. He knows your heart. But are we glad he's merciful? Well, at least we were trying to obey, right, Eldon? We were trying to obey. Praise God. But just think about this question. And his disciples asked him, he said, Master, who did sin? Do you know what? When the church gets back to the basics of God, when one of us, I don't care if we're a pastor or who we are, I don't care who we are, if we ask the question, and there may be a lot of pastors laying on their deathbed today because God might have done something wonderful in their ministry and pride has crept in. I think about one of God's kings, you know, how he was... Hezekiah, you know, Hezekiah was he was a great man of God. He's 40 years old. He's by no means old. And then when King Sennacherib is going to destroy Jerusalem, and Isaiah and Hezekiah went to prayer, and the Lord told him he was going to keep them from destruction and just to trust him. And they did. And after they did, and God moved, and he did away with King Sennacherib's army, killed 185,000 men, sent him back over there to Assyria. And everything, and of course, everybody was happy, and they started sending God and Hezekiah gifts. And then the scripture says, and in those days, Hezekiah became deathly ill. Now, me being a healing minister, I'm thinking, okay, this guy, God just got through telling me he's a good king.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Who Sinned? In its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to the Living Savior Ministries teaching online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.